Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2373. The Best Workouts for Your Body and Brain, from Harvard Medical School, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and provide my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. But for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. The Best Workouts for Your Body and Brain, from Harvard Medical School, by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. Today's blog is based on an article provided by Harvard Medical School outlining the top five physical activities that you can undertake for your overall health and well-being. They are also fantastic for keeping your brain cells zinging. So, make your choice. Which activity are you going to do today? Or better still, which combination? If you're not an athlete or serious exerciser and want to work out for your health or to fit in your clothes better, the gym scene can be intimidating. Just having to walk by treadmills, stationary bikes, and weight machines can be enough to make you head straight back home to the couch. Yet some of the best physical activities for your body don't require the gym or that you get fit enough to run a marathon. These quote-unquote workouts can do wonders for your health. They'll help keep your weight under control, improve your balance and range of motion, strengthen your bones, protect your joints, prevent bladder control problems, and even ward off memory loss. No matter your age or fitness level, these activities can help you get in shape and lower your risk for disease. 1. Swimming. You might call swimming the perfect workout. The buoyancy of the water supports your body and takes the strain off painful joints so you can move them more fluidly. Dr. Eamon Lee, professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School, explains, quote, "Swimming is good for individuals with arthritis because it's less weight-bearing," end quote. Research finds that swimming can improve your mental state and put you in a better mood. Water aerobics is another option. These classes help you burn calories and tone up at the same time. 2. Tai Chi. Tai Chi, a Chinese martial art that incorporates movement and relaxation, is good for both body and mind. In fact, it's been called meditation in motion. Tai Chi is made up of a series of graceful movements, one transitioning smoothly into the next. Because the classes are offered at various levels, Tai Chi is accessible and valuable for people of all ages and fitness levels. Dr. Lee says, quote, "It's particularly good for older people because balance is an important component of fitness, and balance is something we lose as we get older," end quote. Take a class to help you get started and learn the proper form. You can find Tai Chi programs at your local YMCA, health club, community center, or senior center. 3. Strength training. If you believe that strength training is a macho, brawny activity, think again. Lifting weights won't bulk up your muscles, but it will keep them strong. Dr. Lee says, quote, "If you don't use muscles, they will lose their strength over time," end quote. Muscle also helps burn calories. Dr. Lee continues, quote, "The more muscle you have, the more calories you burn, so it's easier to maintain your weight," end quote. Strength training might also help preserve your ability to remember. Before starting a weight training program, be sure to learn the proper form. Start light with just 1 or 2 pounds. You should be able to lift the weights 10 times with ease. After a couple of weeks, increase that by a pound or two. If you can easily lift the weights through the entire range of motion more than 12 times, move up to slightly heavier weight. 4. Walking. Walking is simple, yet powerful. It can help you stay trim, improve cholesterol levels, strengthen bones, keep blood pressure in check, lift your mood, and lower your risk for a number of diseases like diabetes and heart disease. A number of studies have shown that walking and other physical activities can improve memory and resist age-related memory loss. All you need is a well-fitting and supportive pair of shoes. Start by walking for 10 to 15 minutes at a time. Over time, walk farther and faster until you're walking for 30 to 60 minutes on most days of the week. And 5, Kegel exercises. These exercises won't help you look better, but they do something just as important: strengthen the pelvic floor muscles that support the bladder. Strong pelvic floor muscles can go a long way toward preventing incontinence. While many women are familiar with Kegels, these exercises can benefit men too. To do a Kegel exercise correctly, squeeze and release the muscles you would use to stop urination and keep from passing gas. Alternate quick squeezes and releases with longer contractions that you hold for 10 seconds, release, and then relax for 10 seconds. Work up to 3 sets of 10 to 15 Kegel exercises each day. Many of the things we do for fun and work count as activity. Raking the yard counts as physical activity. So does ballroom dancing and playing with your kids or grandkids. As long as you're doing some form of aerobic exercise for at least 30 minutes a day, and you include 2 days of strength training a week, you can consider yourself an active person. Some great tips from Dr. Lee, and so much of what he talks about, apart from being good old-fashioned common sense, restates the understanding that physical activity is important for so much more than physical fitness. It really is the key to maintaining your brain for better memory and cognition. You just listened to the post titled, "The Best Workouts for Your Body and Brain," from Harvard Medical School by Dr. Jenny Brockes of drjennybrockes.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I was just sent a study showing that Tai Chi helps improve something called working memory in those aged 65 years or older. Now, in this article, working memory was assessed using a computer-based timed memory and reaction test. The researchers found that after 12 weeks of Tai Chi classes that lasted for 60 minutes each time, 3 days a week, these individuals performed better at this test than those that did not participate in Tai Chi. What was also interesting is that the researchers didn't just rely on the results of this test to assess working memory. They also looked at brain scans and brain cell activity, and they found again that the Tai Chi group had more brain activity than the group that didn't participate in Tai Chi. Now, if you don't like Tai Chi, that's okay, of course. As Dr. Brockes mentioned in today's post, there are other ways to improve brain activity too. You can just stay active. But if you've never tried Tai Chi before and always wanted to, well, now you have a great reason. Oh, and as Dr. Brockes mentioned, anyone from any age at any level can try Tai Chi. You don't have to wait until you're older to do so. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're enjoying your Saturday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.